All right, we're here with Nikki Fried. Nikki is the Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services for the state of Florida. Welcome back to the show, Nikki.
Oh, thanks for having me again. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah, it has. But you've been sort of busy. I want to ask you a couple things about CBD and quality control, and I want to talk about insurance coverage in this episode. What are you doing to help ensure the CBD quality control? Because my wife goes to the store and people push her. They say, eat this cupcake. It'll help you with stress. How are we going to deal with that stuff? I don't even know what's in that.
Well, that's the problem, is that it's not regulated right now. Even though that the USDA is supposed to be involved in regulating the hemp industry, it's only for the industrial side. We're still waiting for the FDA to get involved to regulate it on a national level. But once we pass a hemp bill here in the state of Florida, we'll be able to start having regulations and testing requirements and labeling standards, quality assurances to make sure that our consumers know exactly what they're buying on the shelves.
What about the small business people that have invested in hemp-related businesses? Will there be a grandfathering or an ability for them to get license protected and have their business model work if it's in line with the legal requirements?
Well, we're not going to grandfather anybody in, but what we are going to do is allow them an opportunity to apply for a license. And so we're going to be having a license to grow, to manufacture, to dispense, to transport for research, and so that all of the current stores will be able to buy licensed products through a licensed distributor and be able to put things on their shelves that are authorized here in the state of Florida.
Now, how about doctor training? You know, the doctors, they all want to get involved in this, but it's really tough for them to understand exactly what to do. Is there going to be a board or some other way to get them certified and then get them maybe approved for different types of applications?
Well, unfortunately, the licensing of the doctors is from the Department of Health, and currently they need to go through a two-hour training course, which is really not anything besides legal standards and the legal issues that are dealing with it. There's a problem. There's a significant problem in educating our doctors across the state of how to use and to recommend medical marijuana and for what conditions and what's been using and what's been working. But what we're going to be doing, at least in the Department of Agriculture, is creating a portal onto our website that has all the different information that patients are going to self-report, what conditions they have, what usage they have, and what's been helping them. Then afterwards, we also are going to have an advisory committee that's going to travel the state to talk to patients and doctors and people, boots on the ground, to see what's working, what's not, and give recommendations to the legislature to hopefully make some changes for future years.
One last question, Nikki. What about insurance coverage? Because this is really expensive if you really get into the treatments.
Yeah, this has been a huge problem, and something that we're fighting and making sure that we are working on is getting health insurance coverage for all of our patients. This is in our Constitution. In our Constitution, gives patients the right to have access to medical marijuana. It's time for our insurance companies to step up, be part of the copay and annual visits for our patients, and to make sure that they are, you know, the patients are not having to have out-of-pocket expenses to get a different type of relief that they so desperately need.
Thank you, Nikki, so much for fighting for all of Florida. Thank you so much, Nikki Fried, for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
Think I love her, Wanda?
What's not to love, Jim?
Oh, she's tremendous.
She's a soldier.
She is, and she's very inspirational. I always wanted to get involved in politics, but I never wanted to take the body shots. This woman is going to take the body shots. They haven't gone after her yet, but she's just so great.
Yeah.
She's great. I've seen her out there now, and the most important thing you see is that she's caring. And I've been at a number of these events. You heard me. I was interviewing at an event yesterday up in Broward County. And what I've seen is that there's still a lot of misinformation. There's still a lot of difficulty in getting the dispensaries and the other things opened up. And it's been really an eye-opener to get involved with the industry, not really through Nikki, but just by going to events. I'm working with some companies that have investments in the cannabis business. I've got a site selection group that I work with that we're site selecting for one of the medical marijuana companies that provides, I'll have to say it, machines for them. And so it's really been something. It's an eye-opener, and it's a wellness thing. You know, my wife Vivian had her kidney transplant a number of months ago now, about a year and a half ago. We finally got the all clear a couple of weeks ago from her doctor. It was great. And she wanted to use CBD, and you know, they were worried because they were worried it would have fungus and mold. And so I got Nikki to talk to them and to help them understand about how it's pure, and her office observes the purity and makes sure everything is pure and complete. And that was really, really eye-opening, and it really did help out. And at this event yesterday, I even ran into this group that does testing. So you can get your stuff tested from these people. There's doctors out there. It's an unbelievable industry, and it really is medicine.
And it's helping people.
It's medicine. It really is. I will say it every single day that I got off of an over-the-counter medication by using CBD oil. I'm going out there to the place that I like to frequent for my CBD oil, which is Surterra out on Miami Beach. I'll give them a plug. Why not?
Side effects?
No.
Right.
No. The only thing that ever happened is one time I did overdose. But when you overdose on...
Well, I think another word. I took too much.
Well, when you overdose on marijuana, you kind of just fall asleep in the middle of the first quarter.
Overdose is
you
just,
don't, like, die.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the things they said. You know, a lot of the, you know, the people that go and they take this to the different communities to get it opened up in the communities. You know, one of the things is people think it's a gateway drug. It's a gateway drug to sleeping. It's a gateway drug to sleeping. I was just at the Trulieve store, which they're having a huge sale. All these are having a huge sale. I'm getting emailed crazy because of this 420, which is the marijuana day. I don't know why they picked 420. Do you know why they picked 420?
No, it's Hitler's birthday.
Well, maybe we all need to get high for Hitler's birthday. I don't know.
That's the only thing that I know.
I hope that's not it, because it's a name I never want to mention again on my show.
Sorry about that.
So they're having all these sales, and there's a line out the door. It took 2 hours to go through there today. I couldn't believe it. It's a long thing because it's consultative. They really are products. They really are different. Some get you more mellow than others. Some don't get you mellow at all, but they relieve your pain. Others relieve your pain so good that you better be sitting in a chair when you do it, because you ain't going to get out of that chair for a while. Those are the things they give the cancer people. But it really is important. And excuse me, for the first time, I met one of the young patients in a wheelchair that takes the stuff for epilepsy.
How's that working?
It's working well for the young lady.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
Is it less seizures, or do they go away, or some people not have them?
I think it's less. I think it's fewer. But the thing that was the most impactful about the discussion that the woman's father made, mm-hmm, was all of the drugs that they pump her full of,
right,
that hurt her body.
Yes,
you know, it affects her heart, it affects her mind, it affects her everything. And if you can take something that's holistic and natural that has the same effect without all of the drug side effects, it's,
thank God.
Well, yeah, there really isn't anything else other than that to say, really.
Exactly.
And it is God's product. And one of the things that I found to be interesting that I just learned was I was watching Bill Gates be interviewed on 60 Minutes, and he was talking about how we were always concerned about global warming and that we always focus on the emissions of power plants and cars. That's only 30% of global warming. You know what another 30 to 40% is?
What?
Concrete and construction. We're building 40 New York cities like every year. And can you imagine all that? Well, there's a new product with hemp that's a bio, that's, you know, that doesn't impact the environment.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. And then you can plant hemp on, you know, any, we call them brownfields, any place that's got pollution, it pulls the pollution out. So it's really a very interesting product. There's thousands and thousands of things that are made from industrial hemp. I mean, when I was a kid, we just laughed and said, ha-ha, rope, you know, but there's lots and lots of products, and there'll be more. And what's going on is that it's a coming of age, and it's a brand new industry. So it has been really interesting. I want to thank Nikki for getting out there, really helping, moving it forward. She's got Holly, their new commissioner of cannabis. And a whole big thing rolling. So it's really a really big thing. I went to the Urban Land Institute real estate meeting today. Yes, I get a high five from that from some of my friends. There you go. I get the little bubbles going up there on the side of the thing. Go ahead. What's your question?
With the crop growing, will we be able to actually grow here?
That's a great question. Here's the answer. I don't think you're going to be able to really grow it in your backyard.
Well, no, I meant, but as an industry, I mean, could we like...
That is going to be an industry here.
Like there's just...
Well,
lands.
Well, you go, well, here's a great
but
example.
You'd have to guard
here's
them,
a great right? example. Here's a great example. Is that
Jim, okay. Who is it, by the way, so we can shame them or not? Shaming them on the radio.
I know it's a radio show, but that was bothering me, Wanda.
Was that your mother?
Anyway,
your mother calling you.
Huh? They were. They wanted money. What can
was
I tell
your
you?
Mother
I got Kyle 305-773-6300. They just did it.
It's all about them.
Well, it is all about them. I hope I wasn't mean, but
that's
know.
All right. Okay. Man, where were we?
I don't
talking
know.
About growing.
Oh, right. So what's going to happen is it's not going to be. I asked this question today, and one of the things that happened in the industrial market in Denver was that it went nuts because they started growing indoors in Denver. Well, you're going to do that in Colorado. Here they're going to grow outdoors.
Yes.
They're going to grow outdoors. You got to be careful about a bunch of different things. And now you'll see that I'm the uncle of the Commissioner of Agriculture when I say stuff like this. Because no one really, how the heck are you going to know what I'm about to say? You can't plant the male flower next to the female flower. You're going to have problems.
You have to have private schools?
You have to have a little, like in Jewish, they have like a thing between and before you get married.
The boys over here, girls.
Yeah, the boys over there, the girls over here. Exactly the way it's going to work. So you got to be kosher.
Gotcha.
Never really thought of it that way, but I guess it's sort of the way it is.
Kind
of. So you got to do that. Then you got to you've got to have the production facility. One of the things I read about going on in Kentucky is they're growing all this CBD, but they got no place to make the oil. So there's going to be that. And then if they're going to bring it in, how are they going to bring it in? How are they going to send it out? Where are they going to store it? How are they going to do this? How are they going to do that? Where are they going to sell it? Where can they sell it? Where can't they sell it? What misnomers are there? Can I get zoning? I got zoning. I spent $1.5 million. Now they took my zoning away. What's this is what goes on. This is
and
what goes on.
It's a whole new industry.
It's a whole new industry. It's a whole new everything.
So much
and
to
we'll talk more about it when we come back after this.
Groovy, man.
Oh, yeah. I got more green stuff. We'll talk green. The whole rest of the show will be green.
Okay, then.
All right. Let's go green.
It takes me back.
I love this song. That's when he was a pure little boy, you know?
Well, as pure as he was going to be.
All right. Well, anyway, I guess so. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great Audi store in Gainesville, and of course, down in the Keys, they've got them all. When you're looking to buy that car, go see Warren Henry, because all those cars, what they got in common is they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. What is that? Well, that's complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Long time. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. I always say that part, beautiful wife, Vivian, because it's so true, inside and out.
It's true.
It is. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Here's another low-tech hack to increase your level of motivation. Eat some chocolate. Not only is it delicious, the effects of chocolate on the brain are well studied. It increases your serotonin, which promotes calm. Chocolate also triggers a release of dopamine, which elevates your heart rate and significantly increases motivation. Chocolate also acts as an antidepressant because your brain responds to the stimulants by promoting blissful emotions. So eat some chocolate and get motivated.
On 880, The Biz.
So much information.
It is information that you need. I love chocolate. Mm-hmm. I also love to help people with their real estate financing. So if they call me at 305-773-6300, like the last person did a couple of minutes ago, I can help them. And you can call me now during the show. It's okay. We just get up and stop it, and I call you back right after the show.
Show stops right for you.
It does. Show did stop right for that person. Anyway, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're having fun today.
Mm-hmm.
Why give me a call at 305-773-6300 besides stopping the show in the middle? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
And you're listening to Fried on Business on South Florida's business station, 880 The Biz. And I want to tell everybody, we're South Florida's longest running business show. I don't know anybody's
really?
Been
Really? You
think
don't
so.
Look that old.
Well, that's because I...
You get Botox in the studio. That's what happens.
That's true. We got to get Marty back here to do the Botox.
I think so.
So what do you think, Wanda? What are some of our favorite segments?
I have another question.
Give it to me.
About Nikki.
Oh, okay.
How is she adjusting to
Great
political
question.
Life? How is it going? I mean, does she have security? What's all that about?
Great question. So when I was up there for the inauguration, I went to see her at an event.
Mm-hmm.
And there were all these big stocky guys standing around with earpieces, and they had these...
talking in their wrists.
Yeah, they were doing that too. And I said, oh my gosh, the governor must be here. So I walked up to them, they go, hey, where's the governor? They go, well, it's not the governor, it's the...
Commissioner.
Of Agriculture.
Oh
yeah.
Check her out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, and then sometimes she'll tool up on her own. She's very self-sufficient.
She packing?
Yes, she's packing. She packs.
Good for her.
She packs, and she also has a medical marijuana card.
Well, okay.
So she's mellow.
She's pretty mellow anyway.
She's an animal.
She seems to be.
She's tremendous. And, you know, she's got Jake, and Jake helps, you know, the two of them take on the world together. Jake just sold Certera. He was the founder of Certera. So together, they're one heck of a power couple in Tallahassee. They really understand the medical marijuana business, and what their real goal is to make it accessible and to let everybody in Florida benefit from it, because it's not just for the elite. It's not just for the people who can pay $100 for a vial of CBD oil at their yoga studio. It should be available to everybody, and I think that that's where she's heading. She's going to make it so that it's available for everybody and that everybody can get their medicine. And one of the things she's fighting for, you heard it on the piece, was insurance and coverage on insurance.
That'd be nice.
It is. I mean, and I know guys that are saving all of their receipts like me because it is insurance. Because think about it. If we live in Florida and the legislature's deemed it to be medicine and they've deemed the stores need to be treated like pharmacies, then isn't the logical extension that if it's medicine, it should be covered by insurance?
Makes sense.
Okay, well, it is. Does make sense. And I think that there are bills being proffered and moved through that are going to address that. Will it happen this year? I don't know. I'm not a soothsayer. Hmm. But I do think it's a logical and realistic extension. And who would be opposed to it? I don't know. Pharmaceutical companies, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
So, you know, it'll be interesting to see Nikki fighting the good fight along with the legislature and her friends up there to see what they can get accomplished. It's her 100 days. She sits
on her 100th day?
This is her 100th day. She just put out a tweet. So look at Nikki Fried on Twitter.
Good.
She'll outline all of her accomplishments. The woman is amazing. But the most important accomplishment, and I don't know if it's up there because I haven't really gone through it. She went to her niece Ella's birthday. Because remember, this was all about Ella.
Mm.
She's doing it for Ella.
Okay.
And all the young people. And so when I see her and I see her talking to the future of Florida, the young people, it really makes me feel good.
What's her biggest adjustment? Moving away from the
family? She moved to Tallahassee. That's probably a big adjustment. I would say being in the legislative mix is not, because she was working up there.
Yeah,
I'm not her, so I can't really comment on what the biggest adjustment is. How about what the biggest adjustment for me is?
Nikki moving.
Oh, no, it's the fact that
she's working you.
Well, she's working it. But when I go to these events, there's like an echo. They talk about the commissioner of agriculture and what she's bringing to the table. And I'm sitting in the background. I'm going, wait a minute. They're talking about this. My niece.
Mm-hmm.
She's tremendous. You know, I've watched her grow. I watched her from when she was the president of her youth group to coming back from her trips to Israel to being president and doing all this great stuff at UF, to getting involved in the UF leadership committees, which are nationally recognized as places to fight division. You know, they're taught how to bring people together to win these elections. And
that's nice.
It is. Well, that's her goal, is to bring people together and to make America better by doing so. And isn't that really what we're all about, this value system alignment?
It's hard to tell these days, but I think it's still there.
For good people, it is.
All right,
for people that are going to lock themselves behind a wall of fear, there's not much you can do to help somebody that's driven by fear. But if you can drive your view of life with love and kindness, well, there, you're going to change the world. And that's Nikki Fried.
And that's Jim Fried.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Is that where we should end today?
I think it's a good place.
I think that's a good place. Remember, we're South Florida's longest running business talk show. We talk about other stuff, too. I want to give a shout out to all the first responders out there. Thank you for coming up and saying hi. You guys are the best, and ladies, and we love you all. You don't get all the high fives, but you always do here. Thanks to our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson International, Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida, and of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. I love it when you come up and say hi. Thank you for doing that. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments, and tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business.